You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. You know how newer cars are rated to achieve a certain number of miles per gallon of fuel? That number is regulated by the federal government. Since 1978, the U.S. has required that cars achieve steadily better fuel economy. Earlier this year, however, the Trump administration announced a new rule that would revoke some fuel economy standards set by the Obama administration. And a recent hearing in Fresno showed just how contentious the rule is. My co-host, Carrie Klein, reports.
In September, the EPA and the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration didn't just get a hearing, they got an earful.
Good morning.
Hundreds of people traveled from across California to speak in a downtown ballroom usually reserved for weddings and quinceañeras.
All right, I think we're ready to get started. If people could please take their seats.
Angel Garcia is a community organizer in Exeter. He took the day off from work to come to the hearing, and he got about 20 other Tulare County residents to come along.
It's not often that hearings like this are held in our region to begin with, so this is definitely an opportunity to have community voice their concerns to US EPA directly, right?
For many, the trip meant lost wages or a scramble to find childcare. Still, they made it to Fresno, in matching t-shirts, no less. They testified in English and Spanish, sharing their fears of what less efficient cars would mean for air quality and their health. Garcia says it was important to them to testify in person.
Often these spaces of decision-making are not very reflective of our communities, yet they are the ones that make decisions that impact our communities.
Over 130 people signed up to speak that day, including Dan Reich, who drove down from the Bay Area. He's retired now, but before that, he worked almost 30 years as a lawyer with the EPA.
I worked for Republican and Democratic administrations, five of them, and I always felt good about what I did, but I actually feel ashamed about what the EPA is doing.
Reich is worried about greenhouse gas emissions and climate change, and what he sees as anti-science rhetoric coming out of the Trump administration. President Obama mandated that fuel economy continue improving through the year 2026. But President Trump's proposed rule, called the Safe Vehicles Rule, freezes fuel economy in 2021. So, by 2026, cars would achieve an average of 37 miles per gallon, which is a third lower than Obama's goal. It would result in more gas consumed and more tailpipe emissions than under Obama's plan. The rule would also revoke the waiver that allows California to set its own fuel economy standards.
This is a major issue for us. We're very concerned about both the impacts on air quality from rolling back the standards, as well as the precedent that they would set if EPA were to rescind the waiver for California.
That's Sarah Reese. She's the Assistant Deputy Executive Officer of the South Coast Air Quality Management District, which regulates the air basin over Los Angeles. That and the San Joaquin Valley are the two most polluted air basins in the country. Reese testified at the hearing, one of only three nationwide and the only one on the West Coast. But no one from the San Joaquin Valley Air District even showed up. And that's a lost opportunity, says Dolores Barajas-Weller, Executive Director of the Central Valley Air Quality Coalition.
To be completely absent, I think, sends a very confusing signal.
Confusing because, for years, the Air District has been advocating for tighter restrictions on vehicle emissions, the exact opposite of what this rule would do. Here's Tom Jordan, a senior policy analyst with the San Joaquin Valley Air District.
Given our local authority, which is primary to regulate stationary sources, we can't meet the standard without our partners at the state and federal level doing everything they can do on the mobile source side.
But the Air District chose to submit its comment in writing rather than to testify. Jordan says the potential impacts of this rule are unclear anyway, since carmakers could still choose to manufacture more efficient cars regardless of what the government requires. So why freeze fuel economy in the first place? The government claims cars will be cheaper this way. More car sales will stimulate the economy and make roads safer by phasing out older, shoddier vehicles. Many of those who testified at the hearing, however, feel these arguments are thin, including a strident Attorney General Javier Becerra.
My message to the federal government, do your job. Withdraw this proposal. Fulfill your duty under federal law to protect all Californians and all Americans from harmful greenhouse gas emissions and to conserve energy.
So far, the Safe Vehicles Rule is just a proposed one. If it passes, Becerra has promised to sue the EPA. So have over a dozen other states. The rule is open for public comment until October 26th. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.